cart, my Irish luggage. I had two shopping bags. And I had about $20 in my pocket, and I have no place to go. No place. You know, at this point in my life, long distance is hanging up on me. Nobody wants anything to do with me whatsoever. And here I am sitting at the airport, but I'm an alcoholic. You know, people say that alcoholics don't have any willpower. They have no idea what we're about. Because when we have something that has to get done, by God, it's going to get done. So I sat there thinking. Yeah, I'm a good thinker. I'm sat there thinking. And I remembered this woman that had her last drink at my house. She was really a tacky, awful drunk. And her boyfriend had thrown her out, and she was staying at my house. And I kicked her out. I told all my friends I kicked her out because she smoked and I was afraid she'd burn my house down. But the truth of the matter is I came home and she drank all my booze, so I kicked her ass right out the door. I could care less about where she landed. And she landed at this place called St. Francis Women's Alcoholic Treatment Center, and I hadn't heard from her in a long time. But I thought, I wonder if she's here. I wonder if she's still here. So I went to the telephone booth, you know, the big box, and I got the book out. And I looked up her number, and it was there. And I dialed the number, and I let it ring. You know, in those days, there were no answering machines. If she was home, she'd say hello, and if not, it'd just ring and ring and ring. But she was home. And I told her, I'm visiting here in Honolulu, you know, and I just thought I'd check to see how you're doing. And she was so excited. It was her one-year anniversary in Alcoholics Anonymous. And they were having an event for her. Would I like to go to the party with her? Well, absolutely. I'm not stupid. Sleep at the airport or go to the party? Of course I'll go to the party. So I go down to Waikiki, and she picks me up, and off we go to her one-year anniversary party. And all those counselors of St. Francis are all buzzing around me, paying all this attention to me, as they should, because this whole event never would have happened had I not thrown her out. I do deserve the credit. This is my thinking. This is exactly how I think. And they're saying things to me about being sick and tired, very democratic, didn't say anything about drinking whatsoever, just said if I wanted to find a new way of living. You know, I thought, you know, okay, fine, this is good for Mary, but not for me. And I had no place to go, but I didn't let anyone know that. And so we went back to Mary's condo, and she was going away for the weekend. It was a President's Day weekend. And she told me I could stay in her condo for the weekend, but come Monday, no matter what, you're out of here. I don't care what you do. They had offered me a bed at St. Francis, but I don't know. But come Monday, you're out of here. And off she went. And she left on Friday. You know, Monday's really a long way away, you know. And I don't want to be an alcoholic. I'm not going to be an alcoholic. I'm smart. I know if I go into that treatment center, I'm going to have a label, alcoholic, follow me for the rest of my life. And I know I was born to be rich and famous someday. Mind you, I'm homeless, and I'm concerned about when I'm going to be rich and famous. There's a clue for you right there. So I just decide I'm not going to drink because I know I don't have a drinking problem. I have issues. I have a lot of issues. I need a boyfriend. I need a husband. I need some money. I need a house. I need a car. I have issues. I got to get serious about this. But I'm not going to be an alcoholic, so I'm not going to drink. So I don't drink. And the next day, I remembered I had other friends over here in Hawaii, so I called them, and we sailed all day long. We went sailing a beautiful Hawaiian day. It was gorgeous. It was just a beautiful day. Everyone else drank. I didn't drink, so I'm not an alcoholic. Next day was Valentine's Day. You know what you do in the park here. You go with the music, the food, the conviviality, all the good celebrations. And I went and had a wonderful time, and I didn't drink. See, I'm not an alcoholic. I have issues. But the next day was a Sunday, and there's something about a Sunday for me. The way I was brought up and the things that had happened to me in my past, I have a hole inside me on a Sunday that goes from my nose to my toes, this aching to belong to somebody, to have somebody like me, love me, to have some kind of a family, which I could never quite get. And I get so empty inside, and when you feel like that, you know there's only one thing left to do. So I go to my favorite watering hole, which is the yacht club. And I walk in, and I can find an alcoholic man anywhere. And there's about 200 men in there, and I find this merchant marine up in the corner. I hope he's not here tonight. I find this merchant marine up in the corner. And, you know, this was 40 years ago. It was still pretty hot. And so I give him a big old smile, and he comes right on over. And I said to him, well, I'm thinking about moving to Honolulu. And he thought that was a grand idea. And so I had a drink, and then he took me to dinner, then we went to the movies, and this guy's liking me, you know? And he decided to take me up to Tantalus to show me the city lights.